One of these days I'll find someone that that's happened to.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Alright.
You're talking about the buildings on a...
Buildings on a farm? Well, let's see. I said barn and farmhouse and usually a big garage of some kind to put tractors in. There may be a silo.
What would be in the silo?
You know, I've been wondering that myself. It has something to do with grain, and I've always wondered why silos exist.
Where would people store corn?
In a corn crib?
Okay. A separate building?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there used to be a corn crib at the farm. We now use it for a garage for the Jeep.
What about the upper part of the barn? You call that the...
Loft. Hay loft.
Okay. And when you first cut the hay, you raked it up in little piles. What do you call those little piles you have?
A haystack?
Okay, how
That's
big
a big... I always think of a haystack as being a great big stack of hay.
Do you ever hear a name for a small pile that, you know, you could throw on a haystack?
No.
Do you ever hear of a doodle or shock or haycock or tumble or...
No.
Do you ever see a covered haystack?
A covered haystack? No.
And where would people, what different animals would they have on a farm?
Well, most people, depends on how elaborate the farm is, but you'd certainly have cattle and maybe a horse or two, pigs, chickens, ducks.
Where would the pigs stay?
In a pigsty.
Okay. And to carry the food out to them, you'd carry it out in a...
Oh, I don't know.
What do you call the...
A bucket.
Okay. What kind of bucket?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear slop bucket or swill pail? Or...
Oh, I think I've probably heard those terms before.
Which term do you think you...
Maybe a slop bucket.
Okay.
I don't really know what goes on farms. I've never been on farms much.
When you use the word pig, what size animal are you talking about?
Oh, maybe one that weighs about 75 or 80 pounds or something like that.
What about bigger than that?
You mean hogs?
Do you use the word pig to refer to just as a generic term, regardless of whether it's...
No, when I said the word pig, I guess I meant what a pig is.
The young?
Just a pig. Isn't there a difference between a pig and a hog? Maybe there isn't.
What do you think of as the difference?
I always think of a hog as being a much bigger animal.
Is a pig full grown?
Could be, yeah.
What would you call a one that's grown up wild?
A wild pig?
Okay. Any other name?
Well, it seems to me it's maybe a boar. Wild boar of some kind.
What's a boar?
Well, a boar is an animal that's related to the pig and the hog. It's maybe bigger, and my impression is that they're kind of a hairy animal. Mm-hmm. They maybe have some hair on them, and maybe a tusk.
Okay. What do you call... You call those big teeth? You call those...
Tusks.
Okay. What do you call the male hog?
I don't know.
What about the female?
A sow.
Okay. What if she's never had pigs?
I wouldn't make any distinction.
And the, what you put the food in for the hog is the, or the pig is the, sort of, the V-shaped.
Oh, a trough. A trough.
Okay. If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four.
I guess I would say troughs. Rather than troves? Troves? I don't know. I've never had more than... I've never even had one more.